advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Night. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. If you missed any of this fine program, you can go online to darnwi.com and listen to download podcasts and interviews.
Dominic, coming up very, very soon, my congressman, Mark Pocan, joins us at 5:30. Right now, we got Charles Franklin. He's generously stuck around. He is the pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School poll. And Charles, I'm downright giddy. New polling dropped today. Always appreciate you coming around, sir. Here's my question. The abortion issue, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, what has this done to the electorate? And overall, what are the public sentiment on the overturning of Roe v. Wade amongst Wisconsin voters, at least?
Yeah, I think this is obviously an important question, and I think the data are kind of interesting. First of all, of the nine issues we asked about, abortion ranks fourth in that list. So it's above the middle, but it's only a little above the middle. It's not an overwhelming issue. It is rated considerably higher by Democrats and not so much by Republicans. So I think that's an interesting shift from some of the past. When we ask about the Supreme Court decision, 79% say they've heard a lot about the decision. So it's clearly very much in people's minds. Did you favor overturning Roe? 33%. Opposed to overturning it? 60%, and 7 don't know. And in the question of how, what should be legal and illegal, we ask a question, should it be legal in all cases, legal in most, illegal in most, or illegal in all? We've been asking this for a decade now. And 65% say legal in all or most. 30% say illegal in all or most cases. But over 10 years, we've seen very little change in that question. On this survey, there's about a 5-point drop on the illegal side and about a 5-point increase in the legal side, whether always or in most cases. So there is a shift there, and that shift is true across the party divide, where Republicans, for example, went from 20% saying illegal in all cases in June down to 10% saying that. So I think there's a little shift on the Republican side in opposition. Now, Republicans are certainly more favorable to overturning Roe. They're also a majority opposed to legal abortions. But there's a little bit of shift there. And then finally, and maybe the most important question is, should there be legal abortions in cases of rape and incest, which, remember, is not allowed in the state's 1849 law if that goes into effect? 88% say abortion should be legal in those cases. Just 8% say it should not. But that includes 79% of Republicans, 87% of independents, and 97% of Democrats. In a lot of this survey, including on when abortion should be legal or not, there are big partisan differences that go in exactly the way you expect them to. But on this question of a rape and incest exception, the public is remarkably united. I think that 88% is as big as we've ever seen for a particular issue. And the fact that it includes 79% of Republicans raises real questions coming through the fall about what candidates are ready to do about Wisconsin's 1849 law, or if they're willing to do nothing and let it go into effect with this ban, including banning rape and incest exceptions. There's a ton of other arguments about when it should be permitted and when it shouldn't be, and partisan differences are more clear there. But on this question of rape and incest exceptions, the data is just extremely clear.
Well, that would leave GOP gubernatorial nominee Tim Michaels in a very small minority, if I understand the math. If 88% of Wisconsinites believe there should be exceptions, that puts him in the 12%. our fine guest, Charles Franklin, for a few more minutes. Charles, here's my question. Has the overturning of Roe v. Wade engaged Team Blue? Is that changed the electorate, or is it engaging the pro-life faction, let's call it Team Red?
No, it looks like it's more effective with Democrats than Republicans. The pro-life faction of the Republican Party has been incredibly strong in GOP politics, but it's not rated as a highly important issue among Republicans right now. Not unimportant, but not nearly as high as Democrats. The other thing is we saw a closing of the enthusiasm gap to about voting. In the winter and spring, the two parties were pretty close to each other on that. In June, though, Republicans picked up a considerable advantage. But this month, Republican enthusiasm hasn't changed, and Democratic enthusiasm went up 10 points. More importantly, people saying they're absolutely certain to vote, there's just a one-point difference, 83 for Republicans, 82% of Democrats. So what matters is whether you go to the polls or not, whether enthusiastically or not. If this absolutely certain to vote opinion holds up, then we're not seeing meaningful differences in mobilization of the parties. Long time till November, but right now there is no enthusiasm gap or turnout gap in Wisconsin.
Charles, back in 2016, Russ Feingold was the Democratic nominee. Obviously, Ron Johnson won that race. And Evers Walker, do you recall where those races stood at approximately this time in history?
Sure. Well, first of all, Feingold had a substantial lead through the spring, but it plateaued over the summer, and Johnson closed that gap in August, September, early October, and by our final pre-election poll, it was a toss-up. It was a one-point race. Johnson went on to win by three. So there was a very clear trajectory to that campaign. In the 2018 governor's race, Walker had a small advantage early on that tightened, and in our final poll, it was a dead toss-up. They got exactly the same vote in the poll.
Thank you, Charles Franklin. Sorry to cut you short. More Devils with Mark Pocan.